this just a taping one?
Facebook.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Winston Churchill said, "All the great things are simple, and many can be expressed in a single word: freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope." Our guests today have dedicated their lives in service to our country. Their lives personify what it means to experience and live out the meanings of honor, duty, mercy, and hope, much of which do not come without a cost. One of the greatest gifts God has given to any human being is a testimony to share. It's a marvel. And the one who shares is blessed. And get this, the many who hear it are blessed 10, 20, even 100-fold. That, I believe, is about to happen right now. As usual, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii program is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That is our agenda, to lead you to Jesus, for you to know that whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're facing, whatever challenge, however daunting the task might be, however discouraged you might feel, or even depressed, or in despair, even feeling like giving up, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. And in the midst of where you are right now, and by the way, it might be a great season, all the more the blessing of God is upon you. But in the depths of the doldrums of despair, the arms of the Lord reach out to you with warmth and tenderness and compassion and mercy. And he calls you to himself with a warm embrace, just as you are. Did you know that Jesus loves you? That he died on the cross for your sins and mine's, my guests. He shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days after, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, today, this very moment, calls you to himself. Colonel Kimo J. Dunn graduated from Kamehameha High School. He's a distinguished military graduate of the University of Hawaii, where he received his Bachelor of Arts degree in political science. His military education includes the Military Intelligence Officer Basic Course, Infantry Officer Advanced Course, Combined Arms Service Staff School, and U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. Colonel Dunn enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1983 and obtained his commission in 1986. His assignments in the 100th Battalion, 442nd Infantry Regiment include Assistant Battalion S2, Tactical Intelligence Officer, Scout Platoon Leader, Battalion S2, Alpha Company Commander, a 1-year active duty tour as an operations officer during the battalion's Joint Readiness Training Center rotation, and the battalion commander. In 2004 and 2005, Colonel Dunn was deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, serving in Combined Forces Command in Afghanistan. And in 2007-2008, in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom, serving in Multinational Security Transition Command, Iraq. He is highly decorated with many honors. And Colonel Dunn is married to a very dear woman named Carlene. Carlene is a graduate of Kamehameha Schools as well, and the University of Washington, where she received her Bachelor of Arts degree in art. She runs her own embroidery and shirt business called Kananis. She ran and managed the U.S. Postal Contract Station and also is a part-time teacher at Helemano Elementary School. Colonel Dunn and Carlene have two daughters and two sons, Jasmine, Jesse, Kainoa, and Keanu. Colonel Dunn, Carlene, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, you're blessed to be Kamehameha warriors.
Imua.
Tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Waiwa until about elementary school. Went to Kaala Elementary, and parents moved to Mililani, so we went to Mililani, and from there, Wheeler Elementary, and then on to Kamehameha Schools.
How about you, Carlene?
I grew up in Aiea, right by the Heiau, all the way up in the Heights.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Who influenced you, Colonel, most in your growing up years?
I would say my mom and dad first. I had elderly parents, so I listened to a lot of old-time shows and Lawrence Welk. And my favorite movie is White Christmas, so you can see the type of upbringing I had from my parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than them, I was in sports a lot and was very much influenced by my coaches in baseball, football, etc.
What was it about, you know, sports? What sports did you play?
I played football, basketball, baseball, ran track.
Well, all around.
Yeah, tried to.
What do you remember, you know, as having so many coaches? Mm-hmm. What really stood out to you, one of those diamond lessons that you learned in sports?
Yeah. Well, and I know, Danny, we spoke earlier that you are a catcher. So I play catcher, too. And I was in Waiwa, and my coach was Mr. Kaikala. And he taught me perseverance and also how to be tough. You know, catching a ball while someone's running home plate, you know, and wanting to, you know, take you out. So he did that on purpose, and I got blasted a few times, but he got me tougher in that position. And I needed that. I needed that. And that's something that I always remember from Mr. Kaikala.
Seems like, Coach, you know, those athletic opportunities that we have to play sports.
Right.
Many character lessons that
come. Oh, yes, yes. Because the perseverance carries on in life as you continue. And the lessons we learn from early on in sports, I find that when young people play, when they play sports, as they grow older, there's some disciplines in them that it has been set in from playing sports.
Exactly.
Carlene, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I think like Kimo, it's at that time, I think it's my parents were probably the biggest influence in my life. They didn't really tell me things, but they modeled hard work and also perseverance, taking care of things and being a good resource to be, you know, taking care of things and using things.
So you're both at Kamehameha growing up. Did you know each other back then? Were you together back then? give us a story.
No, I'll probably get kicked in the leg for this, but I'll say it anyway. I was, I played sports at Kamehameha, really trying to excel. I wasn't that great, but I tried my best. But
a lot of great athletes there.
A lot of great athletes, yeah. So I got pounded a lot. But really, Carlene, I want to say, was upper echelon in Kamehameha schools.
She's giving you the eye.
I know she is. She was in student government. Served on the. She was a treasurer of a student body and many different positions there. And I looked up to her. I didn't think I had a chance with her, so we weren't together in school, in Kamehameha school at the time, sweethearts or anything.
I'm eager to find out more how you came together. I don't know if I want you to get kicked too many times under the table.
Right.
But we're going to have a great time today to share heart to heart because, yes. You know, I'm looking at both of you are glowing. Mm-hmm. There's a gleam in your eyes. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a warmth of affection that you share with each other that we are privileged to behold, right. Especially nowadays in such a fragmented society. Mm-hmm. And I think we all can relate. Not only is a society fragmented in so many ways, it's a byproduct, or shall I say a manifestation of our own fragmentation inside of us. And we all have gaps inside our lives that we need filled. And sometimes we look this way and that way to have those gaps filled. And we try our best and we think we're on the right track. And sometimes we even reach our goals. And we realize that even though we have attained certain things, when you really open up the package, it's like an empty box. And it's a real sad thing to come to that realization, and many do, and many will, and many are. At this time, when we come back from our break, let's go deeper, because the Lord has a story through your life to share with many of our dear folks in the military, and many in society in general can relate with the story of Colonel Kimo and Carlene Dunn. I'm eager to hear. We're eager to hear, Coach, aren't we?
That's right.
You're sharing heart to heart with us. And this is we're a moment now. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found. It won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hear me,
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You ever grow up and you wonder, oh man, I wish I could achieve this goal. And you know, sometimes when you're young and you're growing up, some of those goals are just fleeting thoughts because you don't entertain them, because you don't really think it seems so far away. You might not even really believe that they can actually happen, but for a moment you had a glimpse of courage to even think the thought. And then as your life goes on, you may come to a place where you realize you're closer than you would have ever imagined. And sometimes you achieve those dreams. We're talking today to Colonel Kimo and Carlene Dunn. They have experienced what it's like to have distant dreams, but also to have those dreams become a reality. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. Our show is such that because of the content, because of the things that are going to be shared heart to heart, I just sense that it's going to engage you right where you are. And that's the beauty of it all, because the Lord speaks to us in our hearts. And you know, sometimes there's so much fluff that goes around us that we can get distracted about. And the Lord comes and he cuts right to the chase, as it were, right to where we need to hear it. And I pray that you would open your heart to what God has to say to you today. And if you're tuning in right now and you're wondering, how can I get the rest of the show? You can get a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.org. That and other resources and other shows. We have a full spectrum of all kinds of topics you can check out. And also use this as a means to reach a family member or friend who may not know the Lord Jesus Christ, but you know in your heart, they could sure hear a word of hope. Send them a link, Facebook, Twitter, and check out thegoodlifehawaii.org for more resources.
Yeah, Kimo and Carlene, Colonel Kimo, you know, early on in you guys' marriage, you guys went through some challenges, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in attaining our goals and our dreams, and we so passionate about it, and we forget about maybe the more important things in life. Tell us a little bit about those challenges you folks went through early on.
Well, you know, graduating and becoming an officer from University of Hawaii, you always, and you're almost trained to achieve different objectives and goals. And at a young age, I was very distracted and got married to my beautiful wife, Carlene. We had one child at the time, and she was pregnant with our second one. And I wasn't a good parent. I wasn't a good husband. I wasn't focused on those responsibilities at the time. And I was just a young man just trying to grow up and probably needed to get more mature quicker than I did. And that really affected my wife and what she had to do. And ultimately, because of that, no infidelity, but just, you know, not coming home on time, not being a part and helping out. And also, I must share, I had my mom. My dad passed on in 1986, right after I got commissioned, and I had my mom. I'm really an only son, only child from her, so I had that. I felt like I had to take care of her too. So, you know, in the Bible it says that we have to separate and cleave to your wife, and I didn't do that. So that was also another large thing that was happening at that time, and it was just so much for Carlene, so she ultimately left me for a period of time.
Carlene, what were you feeling?
You know, I loved my husband. I have to say that from the very beginning, and we lived with his mother when we first got married, and it wasn't so much Well, it was how he was when we got married, because we didn't know how to be a husband and I didn't know how to be a wife, but I tried my best. But we had a wrench thrown in there, and my mother-in-law, we lived with my mother-in-law, but she had a disease called Parkinson's, and that she needed almost full-time care. So that's why we had to leave our house. We actually purchased a house, and we meant to move in with her, because I have such a compassion for older people, and I would always wanted to have a mother-in-law that I could take care of. And so we moved in with her. But not only the Parkinson was hard, it was her belief. She had another belief that didn't believe in medication. So it only added to her disease, and it added to a conflict in what we believed in as a family. And then on top of that, Kimo was busy with his own things and just not coming home on time, but just coming home like early in the morning and not being there when we really needed it. And because I had a combination of taking care of my child and her, and it wasn't easy.
It seems like, Colonel, would you say that you were driven?
I was driven, but I think more so I lack the understanding of what it is to be a husband first and then a parent second. And then maybe I'll throw another one in there, and that's when you do get married, you need to cling to your wife. Even though, you know, we're in Hawaii, and you want to say Hawaiian, Asian custom, we take care of our parents. And that was a big pull for me, too. And being the only son, only child of my mom, that was something that I really felt like I needed to, you know, take care of her, too. So that was an extra strain, especially for my wife.
Give us a time frame as things began to to unfold. And from the likes of it, I guess things began to unravel. Yeah. What was the time frame like?
I would say that I was in way back, 1991, about 91 time frame, and she, you know, it just came to a head.
How long did it take for, you know, the ongoing frustration?
Oh, okay. It was pretty quick, because we got married in 1990 in January, and I think by the end of the year, we were already living with my mother-in-law already, and I think I didn't leave until probably the next year. Within 1 year of marriage, everything just turned upside down. Mm-hmm. What we thought would be a good marriage turned into a marriage not from heaven.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. What was the communication like?
It was bad. I had so much pride in the sense that I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in hindsight, Now that we're together, you know, God had his plan all along, because I fell and I had to get humbled during that time frame in a younger age. Mm-hmm. But that communication was terrible.
Yeah. Danny, I think one of the main reasons why I did decide to leave, even though I did not want to, is because there was no communication, and I was working at a good job, but nothing really fancy. But Kimo all of a sudden made a decision for the family that I didn't agree with, which is he quit his job when I was expecting and I had a baby, and he didn't know what he was going to do. His plan was to go to law school, but he didn't even apply. So that was like, I didn't know what he was thinking or what was the plan. As a wife, I think you kind of need the security. And I depended on him, but I didn't have that communication with him. So it was a disappointment. So I, even though I loved him, I decided that I had to leave.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kimo, you know, along the way, a lot of times when God, in the humbling process, we usually, he tried to get our attention early on. Did you, as you look back now, see some signs where God was trying to get your attention before she actually left?
You know, I, to be honest, I was so blinded. just blinded in the fact that when Carlene said that I made a decision, going back, it was bad communication, right? We weren't talking. And my goal was to be a lawyer. So that's where I thought I was going to be. I mean, that's really where I was going to serve, and I thought that that would be my career. And so I made that decision to leave the job that I was in, to go back to school. And I had so much pride that I thought that, yeah, I wouldn't get in, because I got in to everything I tried from, you know, from being young all the way up. You know, applying to Kamehameha School, no problem, got in. You know, going to various, being on various teams, made the team. So you can see that this pridefulness just grows on you, and it gets to you, and then you get married to someone else that you're supposed to really communicate with and be at one, but you're just so prideful that you just think you can do it on your own without any help.
Pride can really do some damage. And Colonel, you're not alone. I think, Coach, we resonate with that. I mean, I've been blinded many, many times.
That's right.
I wish I could go back and get unblinded and get less prideful, and humble myself earlier before I get humbled or humiliated.
Right.
And yet, in God's grace, He was working in your life.
Yes.
As you're listening today to Carlene and Colonel Kimo Dunn, they're bearing their soul, sharing about a tough time early on in their marriage, where things just began to escalate and came to a point out of control, and there was a separation that took place. And in that, there was a season of brokenness, and in the brokenness, a place of awareness. It's like illumination. Their eyes were open. Colonel Dunn's eyes were open. Where are you today? In this very season of life, are you like us? Are you blinded by pride?
Yeah.
Sometimes, no matter how much you hear it or people talk about it, you just can't see it. But God is being gracious.
That's
and when
right.
we come back from our break, we're going to hear what God did in the process. And that's the beautiful thing. God was in the process. And we want to just bear witness today for you. God is in the process of doing a work in your life as well. And that's why there's hope. Maybe you're a dear woman who wished that you could have some say, that your spouse would listen, at least to your vantage point. Maybe it would make a difference. If you're discouraged, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If it's raining outside, raining and just a torrent coming down on you, and you don't have a jacket, you don't have a umbrella, I mean, you're just soaking wet. And if the rain is cold, or if it's snowing, or if it's hail, oh man, it can be a pounding that you take. You get drenched, you know you're going to get sick, and you're chilled. Your teeth may be chattering. It's a cold place to be. You can even feel lonely in a storm when you don't have a covering. And sometimes in relationships go through storms, and you wonder where the covering is, because the covering, quite often, that we're looking for or that we need is a spiritual covering. It's a divine covering. It's a covering. It's the covering of God, the covering of Christ over us. And sometimes in the storms, could it be that the Lord uses storms in our own lives to bring us close to Him, for us to come to a place where we realize, oh, I need a jacket. I need to get a covering. I need an umbrella. Well, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Amashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guest today, Colonel Kimo and Carlene Dunn. Before our break, they were just sharing about a storm that they had gone through early on in their marriage, and it resulted in a separation. And the Lord used that to do some remarkable things. And the Lord is doing remarkable things not only in their life, but in your life too. And we believe that's why you're listening to this show at this very moment. There is a destiny in the reason why you're here, wherever you are in your life. Maybe you and your spouse, or someone who you love and care for, could be a child even, that's causing all kinds of ruckus to go on in life. But God is at work. To find out more about our program, if you want to be a partner with us and support this program, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab. But it's so good to have you with us today. Colonel, Carlene, how did you come to know Christ?
Well, as we shared earlier, Carlene, you know, we got separated for a little while. Not very long, but I was still so prideful that we were in, you know, my home in Mililani, and I just thought that she would still return. I mean, so much pride. I can't believe it now that I speak of it, but I thought that she would just return. She wasn't going to make it. She needed me. She was going to come back. God humbled me. As you mentioned, Danny, He was working through this storm on both Carlene and I. And I finally got to the point where I had to say, well, what am I doing? And I need to go out and be with my wife and find her, seek her, and see what's going on. So that's what I did, and went out and saw Carlene. And at the time, she was trying to get an apartment. She had our child, 1-year-old, and was hapai, or pregnant, with our second one, and was trying to rent a place in Pearl Ridge.
Mm-hmm. and I was unsuccessful. I guess when people look at me, they may think, oh, you have a little baby in tow, you're expecting, I don't think you can afford this, and how are you going to take care of it by yourself? So that was really humbling as it is for me. But I needed chemo, but I didn't know what I was going to do. I just knew that living the way that we were, with miscommunication and just the expectancy of, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew that it wasn't going to be good. So I tried. And then about a week or so, two maybe, he said, I'll come and help you, because he did call after that 1 or 2 weeks. And then,
Carly, let me ask you a question. Were you expecting him to call? Were you expecting him to come after
you? Well, the first few days, you think, oh, I didn't get any call, or he doesn't even care about me things. But I was expecting, but after it went on for over a week, I thought, wow, I got to do something. I can't live with my brother. I can't live with my mom. It's just not the same. I'm a woman now. I need to take care of my family. Yeah. So he came back after a week.
Now, in this place in your life at the time, how did the Lord use that to bring you to himself?
Well, as I mentioned, God humbled me. And going back to see my wife and to see my child, and of course she was pregnant, I just knew, I didn't know the Lord, but I just knew that that's where I was being led. You know, so God was in the process, in the mix of all of this. And so I ended up going to church with my wife, which I wasn't before. And ultimately, when there was a crusade that came down, and Greg Laurie's crusade, she went to it, and I said I wanted to go. And I didn't think she wanted me to go. I don't know. At the time, we're still trying to, well, build a relationship already. And I'm sure she didn't trust me in the sense of, always, not coming through for her. So, but I did go, and I persevered. And that night when they did the altar call, when it was all over, and Greg Laurie said, hey, come on down to Aloha Stadium. On Aloha Stadium Field, I gave my life to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's been great ever since. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did you do it? Why?
Why?
Why give your life to Christ?
Well, after all that we were going through and seeing just so much turmoil and miscommunication, obviously a lot of nothing physical abuse or anything, but just verbal back and forth, and it's not going well. I just had that pull in my heart.
What was it about the message that drew you in?
Yeah. Well, as I can remember it, all people can come to the Lord, and He loves you. In whichever circumstance you're in, He's there and available for you, and loves you even though, you know, what I was doing, you know, and I wasn't being a good father or husband or anything, but He was still there, and He was there for me.
You know, a lot of times, Kimo, God brings us to the end of ourselves when we realize we can't do it anymore. Then you kind of have that sensing in your heart, like, you know, in this area you failed and you needed God's help. Yeah. And this is when you actually open your life to receive Jesus into your heart.
I must share right now, I mean, I didn't know how to be a parent. I didn't know how to be a good husband. I really didn't. You think you do. You watch these TV shows or even you see your parents, but it's tough. This is the good life, but also the real life. Yeah. And it's not easy. And even now, it's tough. It's tough to be a good husband and a parent.
You're a leader, distinguished. Mm-hmm. You've been in combat. You've led men and women. you know what it's about. You've lived life. What would you say, Colonel, to someone who may be swelling with pride even right now, mm-hmm. or maybe on the brink of brokenness, mm-hmm. and they're becoming a little bit more open than they were before, or even maybe somebody who is like, man, I am down. I need a word of hope. What would you say?
The Lord is there for you. He was always there for you, even though you don't know it. And going back in the past on this, our testimony, he was in the midst all the way through, and using this storm, or using maybe the storm that you're in, to really get your attention and to really reach out to you, because he really wants you to be with him. It happened to us, it happened to me, and God is there for you. He's there for you today.
Carlene, what about you at that time? Mm-hmm. What was the Lord doing in your heart? You see your husband mm-hmm. responding, mm-hmm. You see a transformation beginning to take place. Mm-hmm. What was going on in your heart?
It wasn't overnight, the transformation in him. I think I had to, God was working in me at the same time, telling me to, I've always known him growing up as a Catholic, but I really didn't know him personally, that I could run to him and tell him my life story and pour out what I'm disappointed in or what's bothering me. But as I've come to know him as a real person, as a real God, that I can depend on him. That's one person or one God that I can depend on. That's when he grabbed a hold of my heart. And then when I casted all my care upon him, because his word is so alive, when I poured out my heart and I casted it all on him, he says that he will care for us. And he orchestrated a miracle of putting our marriage back together.
Yeah, that's the beauty of your story, is that God brought you back together. A dear woman listening today, maybe in despair, mm-hmm. maybe seething with rage, and maybe prideful themselves, mm-hmm. but justified pride. What else? How else can I be? I need to make it on my own. How? Mm-hmm. Who else can I rely on? Mm-hmm. It seems like you may have felt that way. What would you say to someone going through that right now?
Even women have pride, but we don't call it pride. We don't recognize it as being sinful or not right, because God loves us, so we must mirror that love even to everyone, especially to our husbands. And sometimes women, because of our expectations that, oh, our husband has to do this and this, and I've done my part as doing this, why doesn't he understand? But it's a pride. And when the word says that we must respect our husband, we think it's just listening to him and things, but it really is deeper than that. He calls the husband to love his wife, but we are to respect our husband. And what I've gotten out of that is that when we respect our husband, we should show him the respect. We should show support, notice him, to esteem him, you know, admire what he does, praising him for good things and encouraging for him for the things that may not be going right in his life, and especially to be his helper as God wants. And also, above it all, we have to pray, Danny. Mm-hmm. We need to pray as wives, because there is power in prayer. And letting go of what we think is right and doing it God's way, it's always better. But not only just respecting our husbands in those ways, the most important one is to love them. And if we can love them the way God loves them, or almost like see your husband the way that God sees him, you can love him, and it's not hard. it may be hard at first, but the more you do on what God says and what you know instead of what you feel, it becomes more easy to accept Him and love Him for who He is. And that's God's way, not the world's way.
That's great. You know, a lot of times people focus on perfection. Mm-hmm. It's really about progression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's only one perfect, is Jesus. Absolutely. But as we allow people to progress in their world, so you allow that in your husband, and God's working on him. But sometimes we get tempted. We want perfection right now. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to happen, you know. But progression and being more like Christ every day. Mm-hmm. And we grow to become like him. I think that's what we see right here. Mm-hmm. What happened?
You know, when we come back from our break, Carlene, I'd like for you to pray for a dear woman who is struggling. And then, Colonel, you can also pray for a man, strong man, maybe a prideful man. And Carlene, you know, sometimes I wonder if women, they know they don't want to, but through the actions they begin to lose respect. Mm-hmm. How do you love when you can't respect? Or it's just such a struggle. When we come back, you'll hear from Colonel Dunn and Carlene. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You might have heard it said that timing is everything. And the right thing done at the wrong time can be wrong, but when things are timely, and sometimes we learn lessons at a certain time in our life, and it's grueling. We wish at that point we didn't have to go through it. We wish there was another way. Yeah. If we had a choice, we would run away from it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the Lord, in His grace, He keeps our feet to the fire, as it were, to teach us these very, very hard lessons. And sometimes, as we look back, we begin to thank God because we learned the lessons at that time. It recalibrates us for a whole new capacity and level of living in the future. And perhaps today, it's a recalibration process for you. Maybe your feet are scorched because they've been held to the fire. But there is a reason for it. There's hope in that. You know, the scorched feet can become scabs, and the scabs can fall off, and new skin can grow back, and the baby feet might baby skin might come back again. And as you listen to the process, I'm so glad you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our featured guest today, Colonel Kimo and Carlene Dunn, sharing heart-to-heart with us. And to find out more about this show, if you're tuning in right now, you can get the whole podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share it with a friend. Share it with a family member. Encourage them. Use this as a tool to be a blessing to others. Carlene, before our break, we're talking about pride and going through a time. But you know, how does a woman love a husband when she begins to lose respect? You know, after getting married, maybe he might take her for granted, maybe even take advantage, and you know, the courtship is over. You know, reality sets in, and it's pretty raw. You know, how do you do that? And then I'd like for you to pray. I mean, maybe someone today is saying, I could sure use prayer from that dear woman, Carlene. What would you say?
Well, I would love to pray with these women who are hurting right now, that need some encouragement, that the man that God has chosen for them is the right man, and that they have to persevere and to hang in there, and that we were going to trade in our womanly pride for humility and doing things God's way instead of our way. So I would really love to encourage women to pray with me.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Please.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you, and I lift up my dear sisters in Christ, everyone who is there that needs his love and needs his reassurance that things are going to work out. Because it will, because the Lord keeps his promises. He says that he will never leave you, he will never forsake you, that if we cast our cares upon him, that he will care for you, and that if you, the Lord loves when we are brokenhearted. So we come to him who are weary, and he will give us rest, and that he is the humble one and gentle one, and that we will find rest for our soul as we trust in you, Father. So draw these women to you, Father, and that you will draw near to them, and you will hold on, they will hold on to you, that all things will work together for good for those who are called according to your purpose, and that broken marriages, broken hearts, disappointments will be mended, because, Father, you are the healer. So I ask by your mighty name that we will not run away from our husbands, but we will run to you, and you will take care of our husbands and our marriages and our families and our children, and you will make all things new. For you are faithful in every way in our lives, and we trust in you with all of our hearts, and we won't do it our own way, but we will acknowledge you, and you shall make our path straight. Everything to give you glory. So be with our sisters right now and help them in their marriages, and so that we may be joined together to become strong, so that he may work through us to help others. It is in this I pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Colonel, the common denominator, as Coach and I, we're all talking, is pride. We've seen it in some of the top leaders, whether it be in the military. Things have taken place. There's been indiscretions. It happens in the political arena. It happens in churches. It happens in athletics. It happens. How do those things happen? How can that creep in the life of someone?
Yeah. Well, it can happen to anyone. And
any one of us.
Any one of us. And it is, I guess I need to say, as you know, I'm in the Army, and so these are my personal views and not of the army. But it happens in any walk of life, especially in when you get into any leadership positions as you go higher and higher. So just pride. I mean, I was just fortunate that it happened at a lower level for me. And it was a blessing with that. But pride can hurt you. It provides a huge blind spot. And with that blind spot, you don't know. You don't know what's going on, and it'll take you down.
Colonel, we got 1 minute. Mm-hmm. If you can just say a quick prayer for all of us, mm-hmm. especially us men, that we would have a grace of humility and brokenness.
Yeah.
Please.
Lord, we and all our men up there, we just... we reach out to you, Lord. Whatever walk of life we're going through, wherever we're at in our ladder of success, if that's what it is, we just ask you to work through us. If there's men out there that see through the testimony that I have here, my small testimony, that you can relate, Lord, we just ask you to help them, and as they go through that stage, we know that you are there with them. We know that that blind spot, a lot of times, you know, you're working through it. But we just pray, Lord, that our hearts can be open, that you can continue to work through it and soften our hearts, where we can reach out, Lord, and reach out to you. Ultimately, so you can help us to be with you, and through that storm that is working right now, that will he's working through you to reach to us. And Lord, we just ask you to help us as men to pull down that pride, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Colonel, thank you. Amen. Carlene. A heart-to-heart ministry today from such people of great esteem as yourselves, to allow the gracious Lord, the gracious Lord, the Holy Spirit, minister through you to our dear listeners today. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for generously sharing out of your life. It means the world to us, and the world to our dear listener who needed to hear exactly what you had to share and receive, to know that, hey, Colonel Don and Carlene, they prayed for me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Danny.
Awesome. Thank you, Danny.
In the next few days, you're going to hear stories from people like Colonel Don and Carlene. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. To get more resources to use this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, share it with a friend. John 6:35 says, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Colonel Kimo and Carlene Dunn. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and our technical producer, Leah Rodriguez, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.